All right, great Friday morning, church. What a way to end a week together again in God's Word. Today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse 1, and in today's reading, the Apostle Paul describes how love is to be shown toward others. While there are things that we may not fully understand, when we act in love, we grow in our knowledge of God. Today's saving word is spiritual renewal, and let's get into the word today. 1 Corinthians 13, beginning at verse 1. I may be able to speak the languages of human beings and even of angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging bell. I may have the gift of inspired preaching. I may have all knowledge and understand all secrets. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains. But if I have no love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have and even give up my body to be burned. But if I have no love, this does me no good. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience will never fail. Love is eternal. There are inspired messages, but they are temporary. There are gifts of speaking in strange tongues, but they will cease. There is a knowledge, but it will pass. For our gifts of knowledge and inspired messages are only partial. But when that which is perfect comes, then what is partial will disappear. When I was a child, my speech, feelings, and thinkings were all those of a child. Now that I am an adult, I have no more use for childish ways. What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. What I know now is only partial. Then it will be complete as God's knowledge of me. Meanwhile, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. God's key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, where it says, love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. All right. Today, we're talking about love, and the type of love in the Greek is agape or agape, which refers to God's kind of love. That's the love that you see in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And the kind of self-giving love God's followers show towards others. It is not the brotherly love that the world talks about, but it is a giving love. That's how we are to reveal God's love in our lives and through our lives to those around us. How many times does the word love appear in 1 Corinthians chapter 13? The whole passage is talking about God's love and what that love has accomplished in our world and in our lives. Let's pray. Holy God, your love never fails. Teach me to love with patience and kindness, and to love without jealousy or conceit. Thank you for your steadfast and eternal love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together for an end, church. I hope to see all of you Sunday morning, either in the services or on the computer, on the television, and it is such a privilege for me to be able to share this time together with you. God bless.